If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
All right. We were saying USA Today. That's another big deal. They've never, all of the papers have never endorsed a Democrat in all of their years of existence, like the Arizona paper, Dallas Morning News. But yeah, USA Today is,
It said, we're not going to endorse Hillary, but we're telling you, you cannot vote for Trump.
Don't vote for Orange Hitler. He's Orange Hitler.
He's not fit to be president.
Maybe we're being too subtle. What we're saying is, no. You're going the wrong way.
Did you see Joe Biden getting all pissed off? Did you see Joe Biden get all angry?
And, no.
Oh, he was like yelling. How dare he not pay taxes? And like,
oh yeah, yeah.
He was screaming about it. I love Joe Biden. Oh. I'm going to miss me some Joe.
Uncle Joe. Steve writes, Steph, what could be the cause of his sniffing? Could it be allergies, a cold, sinus infection? Could it be a brain tumor? Many people are saying, I'm hearing it's a brain tumor. Why is the Trump campaign not being transparent about his brain tumor? The American people need to know.
This debate sponsored by Afrin. Vixen
Trump,
Hiller.
You've been around. You know Donald Trump. You lived in New York. What was it? Blow? Does he have a blow problem from the 80s?
No.
I think it was nerves. That's what some psychologist said. I think he was hyperventilating from the ass kicking.
No, you can't do blow and be that fat. No.
On that subject, Fran in Upstate says, morning, Steph. God almighty, the yams got some nerve bitching about somebody else gaining weight. I hear how people are talking about his height has increased by an inch or two on his quote-unquote medical records from Dr. Hofharar. So that his BMI wouldn't suck so much. The increase in his height moves him from obese to merely overweight. Jeez, must be a medical miracle. The only person who got taller in his 70s. Yeah. I mean, ay.
Well, that's because, you know, he added a couple inches on his hair.
John, do you remember that? You were there when he was on the Stern Show and said all that stuff over the years. But this was disgusting that she just goes to a gym to work out. And he invites a camera crew. And he's standing there, like, discussing her weight gain and, you know, like she's a piece of meat. Like, she's a farm animal that he's discussing with the trainer on camera. I mean, it's so degrading.
He used to put that woman on Stern.
Yeah.
I think he would judge some of them. He was just a dude.
Did you hear the latest story that he once said to Howard Stern, vagina is very expensive? When he was dumping Ivana. Fooling around with Marla.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, all the pantheons of great American presidents. Ask not what you can do for your country. Ask not, you know what I mean. And nothing to fear but fear itself.
And vaginas are very expensive.
Vagina is very expensive. Oh, my God. Really? So he called her Miss Piggy and Miss Housekeeping. She said it's a dignified job, but he said in a way that was meant to insult me. It really is a reflection of how he feels about Latinos. We were saying that Google is saying that after this debate, there's been huge surges in Latino areas in voter registration. So, and they're calling
I was telling you in the break, I got people on Twitter, a lot of females hating on Hillary. And I'm like, you're supporting Trump? Yeah, after the stuff he says about women?
That's the loud minority because she's kicking his ass in women generally.
Yeah. Okay.
She was saying, we said this yesterday, that it was closer to 20 pounds, her weight gain. It was not, of course, he always like exaggerates everything. Like,
oh, yeah.
Massive amount of weight. Huge. She was huge. Like, I saw it. She was beautiful, right? I saw whatever.
Well, even after the debate, everybody said I won. Every paper.
Every poll.
I think everyone except CNN.
This is a really a keen understanding of the drug problem. He asked in, where was this? New Hampshire? Mm-hmm. How can you be on heroin? Because there's beautiful lakes and trees here.
And you know what really amazed me when I came here and I got to know so many people, so many are in the room, so many great friends, and they said the biggest single problem they have up here is heroin. And I said, how does heroin work with these beautiful lakes and trees and all of the beautiful? It doesn't. But it's the single biggest problem. And I said that if I win, I get the nomination and I win, we're going to build that wall and we're going to stop that heroin from pouring in.
Yeah, a lot of it, someone was saying, is prescription, you know, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I'm not sure how, okay. Is he going to build a wall around every Rite Aid as well? Or
I guess he never saw like
every Walgreens.
But I guess he never saw the what the double rainbow guy, because really, if you're on drugs, wouldn't you want to be around lakes and trees? Whoa, cool, man!
Never, never quite heard that before. Yeah. How can you be on heroin anywhere there are lakes and trees?
What, he got to be in some alleyway in the Manhattan? What is he going from a 1980s film?
That is fantastic. Carl in Massachusetts. Hello, Carl. Welcome.
Hi. Two quick things. Didn't Donald Trump, I forget if it was his first wife or his first immigrant wife, how he announced her that he was getting a divorce. He had an interview with some New York newspaper.
Right.
And the next morning he took the paper and slipped it underneath her bedroom door.
Oh, that's nice. That's almost as delicate as the way Rudy Giuliani did it. Yeah.
The second thing, did you ever hear Tom Hartman? Tom Hartman met, him and his wife met Trump before in a room.
Uh-huh.
And Hartman's wife, who's really, really tiny, walked right up to Trump and looked at his hair.
Uh-huh.
You gotta find that and play it. He's described it so many times before.
Yeah.
She stood up on her tiptoes and she looked at his head and she turned around and said, doll hair.
She said what?
This is going back, like, she said doll hair.
Oh, doll hair. It looks like doll hair. Okay. Yeah.
Didn't you love when
you've been up close to it. You've had lunch with him. Did you look up to see what's going on?
I tried to figure it out, but there's so much hairspray there. I mean, he's a walking fire hazard, you know? But didn't you love in the debates when he said he had great temperament?
Yeah, and the audience actually laughed in his face.
I mean, right. just as Little Marco, Crooked Hillary, low energy insulted. Jeb, that stupid Mike.
This is his second fight with a microphone.
I know. Right? He's blaming the mic again.
and this obviously, he's like doubling down on insulting this Alicia Machado, right? Which is, and now we've had another pageant person, the Miss Australia, come forward and said he did the same thing to me. He fat shamed me. And so then he's on O'Reilly, right? He's not just doubling down on the fat shaming. But he's trying to, he's saying, oh, there's all these things coming out about her. It's just, so this is what he's referring to. In 1998, she was accused of being accomplice to an attempted murder. A judge later said there was insufficient evidence to arrest her, ordered only her boyfriend's arrest. So she obviously, who hasn't had a boyfriend? You know what I mean? Like, okay, so her boyfriend got in some trouble and this was dismissed. But this is what now Donald Trump's trying to make this a big, a big deal. She's posed twice for Playboy. So right away, of course, whore. I think Rush Limbaugh is pretty much said or implied, yeah. And she says she launched a foundation that supports single mothers. She's also become an outspoken advocate to raise awareness of eating disorders, which she suffered from because of Trump for years. Anyway, she just said, I want people to know about his levels of racism. He's a misogynistic man. He considers women to be inferior to him. That's the reality.
And he's a fat bastard. I mean, well, he's huge.
Get in my belly.
It's like, does he have the right to fat shame anybody?
He's never seen a piece of food that he didn't say, get in my belly.
Donald Trump and Rush Limbaugh fat shaming.
Yes.
What's wrong with this?
Who better? And Newt Gingrich for long for the ride. Chris Christie too busy tied up with his lawyers, but I'm sure he has thoughts. Jeff in Las Vegas. Hello, Jeff.
Hello. Yeah, it's, you know, it's all fair game to bring up Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. Former place in the White House. He was impeached. He lied.
That has what to do with her qualifications to be president?
And it has nothing to do with Donald. He was a private citizen, and what he did didn't affect the country. What she did and what...
What she did? What, did she hold Monica's head down?
His decisions to be, when he got impeached, affected the country. Okay, what Donald...
Really? Why did he have a 70%
right.
approval rating? Why did 70% of the country think that his private life was none of our business?
And back to the country.
And he gave us the best economy we've ever had.
Okay, you still have not answered what any of that has to do with Hillary Clinton's... She's to blame for her husband's infidelities.
Yeah, she covered it up, and she told
she
those
covered
women,
it up?
She didn't know about it
at first.
She said to these women, don't say anything, or I'm going to, you know.
Oh, you know that. You know that.
Yeah, I'm going to ruin your life. Right. The story's out there.
Okay, and, all right.
Hey,
the reality is we're going to bring these, Donald Trump's going to bring these issues up.
Right. And I encourage him to. I think this is a really good line of
attack. Can I ask you a question?
This is fantastic. He should do this more.
Hey, Jeff, didn't Trump University hurt a lot of people?
Yeah, John, you're a pansy. You are a
pansy? Wow. Wow.
Okay. That's right. You know.
All right. Wow. Bringing back the pansy word. And then the second one, we had a dump. A pansy.
I'm a pansy.
Wow. And ironically, you like see better than anyone I know. So if you're a pansy, you're doing it wrong.
No, but I mean, Trump University hurt a lot of people, didn't it?
Yeah. Good job. I encourage that. Absolutely. You are correct.
And how about all the people?
Donald Trump needs to double and triple down, bring his wingman, Rudy Giuliani and Newt Gingrich, to talk about Hillary Clinton's family values. Let's do this, people. It's on.
And how about all the
that
Trump...
That pansy is all for that.
And how about all the people that Trump stiffed? Yeah. I mean, all the people. I mean, come on.
All right. Look at you with your pansy ideas.
I love it. Call me a pansy from now. I love that.
I haven't heard that since the radio like 1979.
What? You're such a
pansy. I thought
he
was going to call you a femme in a minute.